The recording has started. I'm going to hold off on muting out the lines for another few minutes. Welcome to the call. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Welcome to the call. Tell us who you are. Where are you calling from?
Steve Jones, Plano, Texas.
Steve Jones, thank you for joining us tonight. We have a fantastic speaker lined up tonight. It is our very own Ms. Lynn Wynn to educate and inform. About one more minute, and we'll get things rolling. I was telling Jared that we're going to be putting links to these recorded calls on the page that Steve Smith created for us yesterday.
That would be
awesome.
That
resource will be available for all of us. All right, we're 8 o'clock straight up, so I'm going to go ahead and mute out the lines, and we'll get this show on the road. We have a very special call this evening. We don't have a unique guest. We have the unique guest, someone who's been an inspiration to me and a number of other people. She's just rocking this ambit thing right to the top. Everybody's noticing who Miss Lynn Wynn is. So it is my absolute pleasure to introduce to you executive consultant Miss Lynn Wynn. Are you there, Lynn?
Good evening, John. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, awesome. Okay, well, good evening. I want to once again thank you for hosting this every Wednesday for our team. You do such an incredible job. And when we get started on these team calls, we would like to recognize the promotions. And we have been so fortunate to have promotion after promotion after promotion. So, guys, let's keep it going. This week, I would like to congratulate our very own Steve Smith. Has promoted to regional consultant, and he is ready to rock and roll and ready to explode this business. On the tail, I'm going to call out a couple people that is very, very, very close. I am hoping to be able to announce another regional, another senior, and another EC next week, so stay tuned. That is very exciting. Also, a couple announcements. First of all, we will be opening up Duke Energy in Ohio. I believe it's this week. So if you guys are interested, if you know people there, start making a list of people in the Duke Energy, which is Cincinnati area in Ohio. Okay, I know for a fact that National Consultants, let me see, I think Brian McClure is going to Ohio, and I know Chris Atkinson is going to Cincinnati this week. So if you guys have anybody in Cincinnati, reach out to them, reach out to me, let me know. I am thinking in May I will probably make a trip there. So, oh, another announcement is we will have a power training in May. I have that posted in our Facebook page. For everybody on this call, if you are not part of our Facebook Team Karma page, please send me a request. I post up everything that we need to know to move our business forward. And I know that regional consultant Steve Smith, he has put up a couple of the recordings, and I think he's got the GoPro recording up there for us as well. So amazing, amazing things happening on our team. Okay, so the reason why I have this team call tonight, and I'm doing it a little bit different, is I have gone for the past month to several different trainings because I want to know what's out there and I want to know what people are doing in other groups and in other industries. I've gone to the GoPro with Eric Warr, and I know a couple of you guys on this call was with me. Incredible. And I actually have been going to, of course, you know, Team 5 to 6 and Richard and Mary's training. And I was able to, last week, go to Code 24 training. And that's a training in Corsicana, Texas, with Pastor Kenny Smith and Coach Alan Johnson and Don and Brenda Boyd. They're building this incredible team out there, and I want to know what they're doing. So I'm going to try to combine all those things into one training, and what we're going to do is at the end of the call at 8:45, we're going to open it up, and we're going to try to answer some questions that you guys have. I know we have some strong leaders on this call with me right now, and we'll try to take turn and answer all your questions. So if you have questions as we're going along with whatever points I'm hitting, bullet points, write it down so that you can ask me afterwards, okay? All right, so let's get started. We're going to get started with your commitment. Really, I've gone to one training after another, after another, after another, and the one thing that everybody stressed is your commitment to the business and your commitment to yourself and your commitment to your goal and your commitment to make it happen for you. I know that you guys are, I'm beating a dead horse. I'm always talking about your why, but your why really gives you that commitment. If you guys are serious about this business, you need to have a commitment, and you need to make it now. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past, but today is a brand new day. You need to start with your commitment, okay? Your commitment to your business, and you commit yourself, and your commitment to your why. You have to immerse yourself in the business. Guys, this business is incredible. I have not found anything that is even close to it. And if you let the business get into you, it's going to happen, all right? So how do you do that, okay? One of the things that I have learned is this. I learned this through Eric Warr, is that let's say you guys go out and open any kind of traditional business. I know I don't know if you guys knew, but I had 8 retail stores, and I know Steve Jones on here have restaurants, and a lot of people on here have businesses. But let's say that you consider this a traditional business, just for your mindset. I know we're not. We're a networking business, but you have to treat it like a real traditional business. As a business, ask yourself this, okay? Would I employ myself? Okay? Would I employ myself? What does that mean? Would I hire myself as an employee in my brand new business? See, that question tells it all, all right? Because, you guys, if you are a good employee to your own business, that means you're working the business the way it's supposed to work. So every day, employ yourself for your business. Whether it is, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, a half an hour, as your business grow, of course, you're going to spend more and more time in the business, but you have to be a good employee of your own business. And how do you do that? What do you do with employee? You give them work, right? You give them tasks to do. So how do you do that? You sit down every morning, okay, and you sit down every night. I like to train. This part of the training right here is what I learned from our own national consultant, Frank Schmeling, about bookending your day. You start out your day and you end your day the way you want it on your note. So every morning what I do is between 8 o'clock and about 9 o'clock, that's my time. I would sit down and I would tell you, and not everybody has this time. I know you guys, a lot of guys have a job and you go to work. So let's say you just, you know, wake up 15 minutes extra early and have that coffee with yourself, okay, and write down for yourself, what are you going to do as an employee of your own business today? What are you going to do? And write down that task for yourself. You guys, it could just be send out 5 texts. Make 5 follow-up calls. And show 5 people your business. Guys, 5 texts takes how long? Maybe, gosh, a minute combined? 5 follow-up calls. Each follow-up call, let's say it takes you a minute, okay? Let's say it takes you 2 minutes. That's 10 minutes of your day. And if you push play 5 times, and I'll show you what push play means. You show 5 people the business. Let's say the video is 5 minutes long. How much time is that? That's 25 minutes, all right? 35 minutes. That's a maximum of about 35 to 40 minutes of your day to employ yourself to build your business. Does that make sense? Yes, absolutely, because this is a billion-dollar business, guys. This is a huge, huge life-changing opportunity, and you have to do it every single day. Every single day, every single morning, if you would tell yourself every morning for that 15 minutes that you're having coffee by yourself and you write down, look, I'm going to make 5 texts, and write down who are those texts that you're going to text to. Okay, those texts, what are the texts? The text is going to say, you know, if you're looking for customers, then the text is going to ask you, hey, can you send me a copy of your bill? If you're looking for consultants, that text is going to say, can you do me a favor? Can you look at this website? It's 5 minutes. I just need a feedback. That's it. I just need a feedback. I just need your opinion. All right? What are 5 follow-ups? Call them up. Ask them, hey, if you're looking for customers, did you get a chance to send me that that electricity bill? I really need it, okay, for my training. All right? If you're looking for consultants, you call them up. So what did you think about the business, the presentation or the website that I sent you? You know, it's a 5-minute website. What did you think? What did you like about it? I'm going to get somebody on the phone, you know, and help answer that question. And that's what leads it to a validation call, which is what we're going to train next. Now, what is 5 push play? You guys, how easy is it to be in a business that you have everything at your fingertips? Everybody can do this business just with a cell phone, all right? Because if you do not know your website, you need to find your website. Go to the person who actually got you in the business, and if you're in my line, contact me. If you don't know it, I'll find it for you. Go find your website, okay? It's a 5-minute video. How many people can you walk up to? Okay, I don't care if you know them or you don't know them or you're just getting to know them, and say, hey, do you have 5 minutes to take a look at something? Push play and just let them watch. Can you do that 5 times a day? Absolutely. If it's opportunity, and if they say no, that's fine. You're not here to sell them, guys. You're not here to sell them. Your job is not to enroll people. Your job is not to sell people. Your job is not to convince your people. Your job is to show people. Push play. And if they watch it, no, thank you. Great. Next. You just did your job. How many times can you do that in a day? If you can do 5, do 5. You can do 10. You can do 15. You can do 20. You can do 30. But guess what? The more you do, the more no's you get. That means the next one, you're closer to a yes. Okay? The system is there. All you do is push play. And code 24 really stresses the push play. You know, their thing is, how do you find a customer? Push play. How do you find a consultant? Push play. All you do is you walk up to somebody and you push play, push play, push play. It's on your phone. You do not even have to know how to present it. As a matter of fact, we do not want you to present it. We want you to show somebody, push play, and hand it to them and let them watch it, all right? And they're going to get a yes, or they're going to get a no, or they're going to say, it looks cool, but I have questions. If it's a yes, zip, sign them up. Nothing else needs to be said. After you sign them up, get a validation, get with your upline, your crossline, anybody, and introduce the new prospect. The new consultant, by this time it's a consultant, introduce the new consultant to your upline, to your SE, to your EC, to your RC, whoever it is. Introduce them to someone else. All right? Let us welcome them to the team. Guys, we have a Facebook page. Get them connected to Facebook. If they have a Facebook, get them connected on there. Let them see Team Karma and congratulate and welcome them to the team. Guys, they need to feel special. They need to be a part of a group. They will need to know they're not alone. And that's why we have this Facebook page. All right? If they don't have a Facebook page, it's okay. Take the phone, say, hey, I'm going to congratulate you right now on Team Karma. And get on there, congratulate them. Let them see their name is up there. All right? And then ask them, do you want a Facebook? I'll show you how to do that. It's real easy to get that. So you can get that in 5 minutes. Plug them into our system. All right? Let us help you. The system's there. We're trying to build this whole system for you guys. All you got to do is get there and plug in. Okay. Now, when you talk to a prospect, I know people. Some people like to say, I don't like the word prospect. I like to guess. I like to use the word guess, the word, you know, whatever. Guys, it is a prospect. Okay? I like to keep call a dog a dog. Okay? I like to call a cat a cat. It is a prospect. You're prospecting. Okay? When you're prospecting, all right, if somebody comes up and asks you, okay, is it a multi-level? Is it networking? Is it, you know, a pyramid? Is it whatever? Please don't dance around it. Call it for what it is. All right? You can't trick people to coming in and thinking they're not going to know what our business is. All right? Be proud of what you're doing. Be proud of what you're doing. Is this networking? Absolutely, it's networking. It is the best networking opportunity out there. It's with electricity, natural gas. It's with solar. Everybody uses it. It's a service that has to be habitually bought, purchased, and it is consumed every second, every minute, every day, every week, every year of your entire life. How would you like to get a residual income every time someone turns on their light, turns on the refrigerator, keep the refrigerator plugged in? Absolutely. It is the best networking opportunity out there, okay? Don't say no. You can't hide it, guys. You can't hide it. You can't trick people into it. Is it a pyramid? Well, yeah, if you're talking about it, do we have a CEO? Do we have a CFO? Do we have a CMO? Do we have corporate? We have this. Then in a sense, it's a pyramid. But you know what? It is a very legal pyramid. It's a legal pyramid like every other company out there. However, our legal pyramid uses network marketing where we do not have any kind of inventory, collections, employees, or boss. And we are able to make residual income on something that everybody habitually uses and we don't have to sell a thing. Okay? Does that make sense to you? Do not hide what you're doing. You need to let everybody know what you're doing. You need to be proud of it. It's the people that I used to be that, okay? Well, no, it's not really a pyramid. Yes, it is a pyramid. It's a pyramid, but it's a legal pyramid like everything else, like the government, like the family, like the church, like a corporation. But we operate through network relationship marketing on a service that's habitually used, unconsciously purchased, and you can earn a residual income every single month and earn your energy for free. How would you like me to share that with you? Say it with conviction. Say the truth. Don't hide from it. Don't try to trick people out of it. It is what it is. Okay? So, guys, be proud of what you're doing. Everybody knows what I'm doing. There's no hiding. When I first started, guys, nobody knew what I was doing. They'd ask me, what are you doing? Nothing. Staying at home. I'm a mom. I'm this and that. I had my girlfriend try to sell electricity for me because I was so afraid to tell people that I was a consultant. Guys, now everybody within not even 3 feet, 2 feet of me, no, I'm a network marketer. It's okay. That's the hottest thing out there. All right? You guys have to be proud of who you are and what you do. And guess what? When you're like that, people will back away from you. It's if they can, you know, push you in the corner and tell you, oh, my God, this pyramid isn't that. Don't let them. Yes, it is. Absolutely. It's the best thing out there. It is the best thing out there. Where else can you go plug into a $1 trillion industry with a $1.5 billion company with no inventory, no collection, and hardly any startup costs whatsoever? Nowhere. This is it. This is the only place that's available. Okay? When you tell people that, watch the reaction. All right, so what do you do when you talk to a prospect and you get beyond that, all right? Don't go up to anybody and say, yes, I'm a network marketer. That's only if they ask you, is this multi-level, is this that? You know, don't just throw it out at them, okay? If they ask you that, be honest, say yes, all right? Because if they don't want to get in the business, they need not get in the business. If they don't want to do network marketing, they don't need to be here. Go sell McDonald's. Go sell whatever else that makes you happy. You know, do that hourly thing. Do whatever it is you want to do. But what we're looking for is network marketers, people who are wanting to do that. All right, guys? Okay. So let's say you found somebody. What do? How do you talk to them? Okay? Tell them your story. Share your story. The most powerful tool, and I know that I've said this before, but Air 4 with the GoPro says that the most powerful thing you can tell people is what you did not like about your life, okay, and how you changed it. People can relate to that, all right? So I always tell them my story. Even when you guys have used me for three-way validation before, you know one of the things I do is I tell my background. I tell my story. I tell how I failed miserably because of losing my business and having to start over. But you know what? You share that with somebody, and automatically they can relate with you. You're real. Now you're real. Now they know that, hey, you're able to open up with them and you're able to share them, even your failure, your situation. But then you're going to turn around and you're going to tell them how you found a solution. How did you find a solution? I found a solution because I became a consultant in this business. And then what happened? How it's changed your life, or how you see it changing your life, or how you want it to change your life. How are you looking at your future now? How's your future looking at now? Then you ask them, what about you? What about you? What is it you do? Do you have any kids? And you break it down. You know, if you share, I find that if I go first and I share my story with them as a mom, as a failed business owner, you know, all these things, if I share with them and then I ask them, so do you have any kids? So are you married? Are you this? They're more willing to open up and share with me. And if they can share with me, then I'll be able to find out what their why is, what they want to accomplish, what they want to do. So share yours first. If I get on the phone and I say, so tell me about yourself, they're not going to say anything. Okay? But if you're going to tell yourself first, it's almost like, okay, I'm going to just pour out to you. And when you say, so what's going on with you? Are you married? Are you whatever? Do you have any kids? They're like, they almost be like, okay, we're friends now. I can tell you because you just told me about yourself. It would be rude for me not to tell you. And that's how you find the why. That's how you find the why. And that's how you find the reason to even be on this call with you, to even look at the business, to even, you know, be here. You will find the why. And once you find their why, tell them how this business can help them with their why and make it better. You've already told them that how it can make you your life better, right? Well, now show them how it can make their life better. All right? So we're going to go and we're going to hit three markets. We're going to hit hot market, we're going to hit warm market, and we're going to hit cold market. All right, hot market. When you're talking hot markets, you're talking family. Oh, my God, that's the most difficult time sometimes. Okay, that's the most difficult people to get to. So Eric Ward is a genius, okay? Even if you guys already burned the bridges with your family, it's okay. You can go back to them the way he's taught us. You can go back to them and still get these people to take a look at the business, okay? So let's say you have not crossed that line yet and you're brand new. So you're going to go into Uncle Bob. Uncle Bob knows everything. Uncle Bob is successful. Uncle Bob doesn't want to do network marketing, blah, 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 blah. So don't make excuses for Uncle Bob yet, okay? Because you do not know what's going on with Uncle Bob in life and what's going on in his mind. So you're going to go up to Uncle Bob and you're going to say, Uncle Bob, look, I need to practice my new business with you. Can you help me? I totally respect you, but I need to practice because I'm not very good at this yet. Can I use you just to practice? And he's like, what are you talking about? I just need to pitch something to you and practice. And you know, because they're telling me that I'm not very good at yet because I just started, and the more practice I get, the better I get. Can I just use you to practice? And he's like, yeah, sure, go ahead. What do you got for me? What do? You say, Uncle Bob, I have this great, 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 great website that I need you to take a look. He's like, what? I have this great, great, great website that I need you to take a look. I'm very excited, but I need you just to take a look at it. Will you do that for me? Okay. That's it. Bring him over in front of the computer. Push play. And he's like, no, I don't want to watch this. Uncle Bob, this is part of my training. You said you'll do it because I have to talk to you afterwards, and that's part of my training. Will you just sit there and watch it? Okay, I'll watch it. So guess what, guys? You just got him to watch it. Normally, you'll never get him to watch it. But if you tell him you're using it as the training, Uncle Bob, this is what I need to do, so I'm going to train on you. Okay, you just have to go along with it. That's all I need you to do. But guess what? He's sitting there. He's actually watching it. You have never got him to watch it otherwise. All right, don't try to sell Uncle Bob. Just have him watch the video. After I watch the video, you say, okay, Uncle Bob, now I have to ask you this. What do you think? What do you like about it? What did you like about it? Pretty cool, huh, Uncle Bob? Yeah. Well, you know what? I know you have a lot of questions, but I'm going to put somebody on the phone who can answer it all for you because, Uncle Bob, that's part of my training. I need to hear. So you can ask them whatever you want. I think this is part of my training. Okay, so just 5 minutes, that's it. Let me put somebody on the phone for you. Guess what, you guys? You guys just went through the whole system with him. You would never gotten Uncle Bob to sit there and watch your video. Use him as a training. Ask him to do you a favor. Train on him. Uncle Bob, it's just going to take a couple of minutes. It's just really going to help me out because this is part of the system, all right? And if you don't want to ask anything, that's okay. You know, they're just going to say hi and stuff so that they know I'm actually following along with the system. And then that's it. But Uncle Bob had just watched this 5-minute video. And Uncle Bob's probably going to ask something because I'm going to get on the phone. I'm going to tell him my story. I'm going to ask him about his story. Okay? So there you go. All right. So for those who have burned the bridges, it's okay. You can still go back to them. All right. You can go back and you say, okay, Uncle Bob, if I've already burned the bridges with him before, I say, I know, Uncle Bob, I know you said you don't want to do this business, and I know I kind of like threw up all over you and all that stuff, and I've just been told I did everything wrong. And I get you're not interested in the business, but can you do me a favor? Can you let me practice on you so I can do it right? I just want to practice because I did it wrong with you last time, and I want to do it this way when I just learned a new way. Can I practice on you? And maybe you can tell me which way was better, if it was better this way or not. So you can actually go back and you can revisit those people, but not to sell them, but to use them as a practice and be really like, I know, I did everything wrong last time, but I just learned a new method. Can you just go along with me? I know you're not interested. I'm not even asking you to sign up. I just need to go through my little system. It's only like 10 minutes. It's really helpful because I need to practice. And I know I did it wrong with you. I want you to tell me the difference between the way I did it before and the way I'm doing it now. And you know what? Not even knowing it, he's being prospected by you. And he's going to watch the video. And he's going to get on that phone. And he's going to hear my story of whoever it is that you're going to get on. Okay? So that's hot market. Hot market are family. They don't want to be sold. Please don't sell them. Ask them to use them for a training tool. Pretty genius, right? Okay. I actually tried it. It was really cool. Okay. No, she didn't sign up, but she went through the whole system with me. And she gave me a referral of somebody that might be interested. And she is the one who would never, ever, ever have looked at it before. So, guys, try that. All right, that's hot market. Warm markets. Warm markets are people that are, you know, not family. They're friends, people that, you know, business associates, co-workers, people like that. Okay? You can do two things. You can ask them to train. Same with hot markets. You can use that on them as well. It works. Or if you know this person, you know, and you think this person may be really be interested and they're hard for cash and they're money motivated, do it the old-fashioned way. Hey, would you be interested in taking a look at an opportunity that on a part-time basis we can start earning residual income on something that everybody already used? Would that interest you just to take a look at 5 minutes just to earn a residual income as something that we already use, and we do it on a part-time basis, and you can actually make quite a good living off it, would you take a look at for me? And if you're not interested, maybe you can give me some pointers or give me some referrals as to somebody who might be interested. So let's sit down for a second. Let's pull that phone out. If they're not with you, then I'm going to text it to you and push play. I'll call you back in 5 minutes. Make sure, ding, they got, did you get the text? Now push play. If they're with you, say, here, I'm going to show it to you. Push play, hand them the phone, let them watch it. That's one push play right there. You have to do 5, right? There's one. Okay, and then go through the validation, go through the rest of the system. Okay, so, guys, stick with it. Don't be afraid to ask people to let you practice and let you train on them. All right, cold market. What do you do with cold market? Cold market is people you meet and have no idea who they are. You have no idea who they are. You just start talking to them, okay? Start talking to them about the weather, about the, you know, the heat coming up, this crazy weather, okay? This heat coming up, whatever it is. And you say, I just can't wait until I get, you know, my free energy. I'm working towards my credit. And they're like, what are you talking about? Say, hey, you know what? It's not a good time to talk right now. Get a piece of paper. Guys, bring a bunch of pieces of paper, either in the car or in your wallet or in your purse, ladies, in your purse. Rip it in half, and this is something that Regina Gale, National Consultant Regina Gale, does every single time. She would either, if it's a receipt or something, she'll rip that paper in half. She'll write her number on one, okay? She'll turn it around, have the other person write theirs, and then she'll exchange it. Here's yours, here's mine. You know what? I'll text it to you. Let's get together and we'll talk. I'll text you some information. If you write down yours, hand it to them, your chances are having them give one back to you, okay, it's pretty darn good. Say, here, I'll text you some information, so let's swap. And just take a piece of paper out. Don't give them a business card, okay, because business cards, they'll soon throw it away. All right, take a piece of paper out, rip it in half, write your information down, hand it to them, just your name and phone number, that's all you need, and ask them to do the same thing. Okay, that's cold market. That's cold market, guys. And sometimes, you know, sometimes when I talk to people in cold market, they come straight out and they ask, hey, what do you do for a living? Have you guys ever had somebody ask you that? What do you do for a living? I tell them straight out, I'm a recruiter. I'm a recruiter for a $1 billion company. They're like, really? What is it? What are you recruiting? Who doesn't want to talk to a recruiter, right? You're like, yeah, well, you know what? I tell you what. Once again, pick out the piece of paper, rip it up and say, you know what, I know it's kind of crazy and this is not a good time, but here, let me give you my information. Write it down. Here, give me yours. We'll text you. I'll tell you more about it later. Okay, so tell me you're a recruiter for a multi-billion-dollar company. I'm a recruiter for a multi-billion-dollar company. Isn't that a good time? You know, we're in the line at the supermarket or whatever, we're at dinner, whatever you are. You know, it's not a good time to talk, but here, real quick, let me write down my information, and here, give me yours, and then we'll connect. That's it. That's it. So what do you do with that number later on? Are you just going to throw it somewhere? No. Right when you have that number, you're going to write down, make a note, you know, at AMC Theater. I met somebody at a buffet line. I wrote buffet line, Cancun, who lives in Detroit. I'll make a note, stick in my wallet, and go on. And guess what? I'm going to text them later on that day. Pleasure meeting you. Here's my number. And then you'll tell them where you met them. Kroger line. Let's connect tomorrow. Okay? That's how you make appointments. Now, I know everybody on this call has a notebook, right? Uh-huh. If you haven't gotten a notebook, get a notebook. That's where you're making your list, okay? And what you do with that piece of paper, you're going to add it to your list. All right. Okay, so I'm going to move on now. Okay, let's see, where are we? Push play, where we did that. Okay, guys, on the average, it takes 4 to 6 exposures. That means 4 to 6 times for somebody to look at the business to join the business. So just say you let them see it once. You contact them twice. They're not answering you the third time. Are you going to give up? No. It takes 4 to 6 on the average. Average. That means it may be more than that. Okay? I finally got a girl in that I've been talking to for 6 months. 6 months, and I see her once a week. 6 months. Lorena, if you're on the phone, I know it's you. She was my customer for about 6 months. Okay? So, guys, do not give up. All right? Do not give up. It takes an average of 4 to 6 exposures to join the business. Okay? Now, let's talk about once a consultant joins, a new consultant joins. What do you do? What you do with a new consultant, get them to make their list. You get them to make their list. Okay? And you get them to make their list right away. And how do you do that? Okay. As I learned this through Code 24. I think it was last weekend or a weekend before, whatever. Okay. So, Coach Kenny Smith, he's pretty cool, guys. Okay, so what he says is this. All right. So when you get a new consultant in, okay, you ask him, hey, let me ask you something. Now that we're in business together, we're business partners, do you want to run fast or you want to walk slow? They're like, what? Do you want to run fast in this business or do you want to walk slow? Because I don't want to run fast and you walking slow, and I don't want to walk slow if you're running fast. I need to know what stage you want to run this business at so that I know how to work with you because we're business partners, right? So if you're fast, I'm going to go fast with you. If you're slow, we're going to walk really slow. So let me know, do you want to run fast or do you want to walk slow? Oh, you want to run fast? Great. So do I have permission to be your running partner? And do I have the permission to help you run fast? Yes? Great. Then last but not least, do I have a permission to be your coach? Yes. Great. That means you just agreed to running fast with me. You agreed to putting work in the business. You agreed to be coachable. And you just agreed for me to be your running partner. That means your accountability partner. Yes, 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 yes. Great. So are you ready to have your best 30 days in this business? Because the first 30 days is going to be the best 30 days because that's when I'm going to train you the most. If they say yes, 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 yes. Now let's get that list started. Oh, I don't have time. Wait a minute, wait a minute. You just told me you want to run fast and you just told me you gave me permission to coach you. So, we really, as your coach and your running partner and your accountability partner, we need to make that list now. So, give me a list. Have them write that list right there. Okay? Once they get that list down, all right, if they have that list, start making some phone calls with them. Okay? Let them practice. Hey, guys, okay, this is what I need you guys to do, all right, for a new consultant, okay? You make the list. I'm trying to go in order here so I don't jump all over the place. So you make the list. Once you make the list, I know a lot of people train differently, okay? But in our group, what I want you to do first, and even if you've been in the business for a while now, if you're starting over now, it's okay. The first thing I want you to do is gather 20 electricity bills. Gather 20 electricity bills. Why? Because it's the easiest thing to do. It's the quickest way to get results. And it's the fastest way to get your new consultant paid. Because if they get paid, guess what? They're a believer. They're a believer. They're going to move and they're going to turn around and they'll be able to duplicate what you just taught them. So I want you to get me 20 electricity bills. And how do you do that? Very simple. All right? This is what I want to teach you to teach your new consultant. You're going to say, hey, Ryan, I know you just got in the business. We just got a list of 30 names right in front of us. Okay? What I need you to do is I need you to pick up that phone, okay, and I need you to call this first number. And you're going to call Sally, and you're going to say, hey, Sally, this is Ryan. Sally, I just got into the energy business. I have to go to a training tomorrow. I'm learning how to read a bill. Can you do me a favor and just text me a copy of your bill? You can, you know, you can just black out. You can, you know, all your personal information. I'm just going to use it because they're going to teach me how to read as many different bills as I can, and I need it for my training at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. So can you do me a favor? Can you just pull one out? It doesn't even have to be a current one. It can be last month. That's fine, too. It can be 2 months ago. As long as it's within 3 months, can you text me a copy of your bill so I can take it to my training? Awesome. Thank you. Boom. How easy was that? Did I sell them? Did I ask them to switch? Did I tell them about the rate? Did I tell them about kilowatts? Did I tell them about, you know, vacation packages, anything? No. All I asked them to do is to send me a copy of their bill, and they, if you're not comfortable, black out all your personal information. I just need to see the bill so I can see the kilowatts and I can see how the reading is and I can see all the charges because I need it for my training tomorrow. Will you do me a favor and just send that to me? I need to collect 20 bills for my training tomorrow. Just make this phone call. All you got to do is take a picture of it and text it to me. Can you do that for me, Ryan? Cool. Okay, I'll wait for you. If you can get it to me in the next few minutes, really appreciate it. I need to get off this phone because I need to get some more. I need 19 more to go. I'm so glad I can count on you. Thanks, Ryan. Boom. That's it. Can you get 20 bills? Can you get 30 bills? Absolutely. Just go through the list. Call. That's all you need. All right? So what do you do once you get that, right? Guys, if you don't know as an MC or an RC or an SC, if you do not know how to compare and read a bill, please do so. Ask for help. Reach out for help. We'll show you how to do it. Okay? Because what you're going to do is you're going to do the comparison. Now, you didn't tell them you're doing that, but you're going to do the comparison. And once you do the comparison, you're going to be able to tell which one is in the contract, which one's not in the contract, which one, you know, you can lock people in, which means you can sign people up within 30 days of the contract date. Make sure you always start them at the next day of the contract date end, which means if it ends May 2nd on their bill, please do not lock them into May 3rd, okay? All right. But anyways, you get to see all that because it tells you what the expiration is, they tell you if they're in a contract, and they'll tell you what they're paying. All you need to do is do a quick comparison for the kilowatts and what they're sending in. And so I'm going to look at Ryan's really quick. I'm like, man, Ryan, I can save him 25%. His contract's up in 2 months. I'm going to call Ryan back up tomorrow after my training, tomorrow night. I'm not going to call him now. I'm going to call him tomorrow night. So tomorrow night, I'm going to call Ryan up. I'm going to say, hey, Ryan, once again, buddy, really appreciate it. Thank you so much. But you know what? During my training, I found out I can save you 25%. Dude, that's huge because it's going to get really hot out here. And you know what? Your contract's up in 2 months. Let's go ahead and lock you in now because if we wait and you lock you in then and the weather changes, dude, it's going to be hot and it's going to be really high. So let's just go ahead and lock you in now. It's not going to cost you a penny to do it. So all I need is a couple good information from you. And you know what? You'd be doing me a huge favor because you'll be my first customer. How easy is that? That's it, guys. That's it. Okay? Number one, 20 customers. Why? I want you to get paid. A. B. I want you to get free electricity. And C. You can knock out all your 20 customers so that you don't have to worry about concentrating customers anymore. Because what's going to happen is you've just unlocked all your pay, all the compensation plans, because you just received 20 customers. And now you're going to turn around, and you're going to look for consultants. All right. As you find new customers, sometimes you're going to find somebody and say, hey, show me what you're doing. I want to be my own customer. Right, Steve? Uh-huh. That's what he did to me. I asked him to be my customer. He turned around and became a consultant and took his own account. Okay? So you will find those. And you know what, Ryan, when he becomes a customer of mine, after I find my 20th customer, I'm going to go back and say, hey, Ryan, dude, you know what, I was just thinking. Let me show you what I'm doing. It's so easy, dude. I just got 20 customers. Look at these checks I'm making. I just made $500. Let me buzz this website to you. Let me show you what I'm doing. Or, hey, why don't you come, you know, meet me tomorrow, you know, take him to one of the meetings. You guys, we have a list of meetings. Take you to lunch meeting. Take you to the evening meeting. See what I'm doing. You don't know how many consultants I've got who are my customers that I went back to. A lot. A lot. Okay? So, 20 customers. I know it's 526, right? 526 gets you promoted, yes. But I want you to do 536. That means, I'm sorry, not 536, my bad. 2036. 20 personal customers, 3 personal consultants, 6 total in the team. Now, does that mean you have to stop at 3? No. It's your business. How fast do you want to run? You want to do all 6? Do all 6. But the minimum is 3 to get paid. Okay? 20 customers, 3. Remember, because the matrix is 3 by 3 by 3, 6 total. Imagine if you could teach everybody in your organization to get 20 customers. Have you guys seen all this presentation? If it's in Texas, you've seen it done with 2 customers. If it's out of state, you've seen it done with 3. And you're looking at $11,000 to $15,000. What if everybody's had 20 customers? How much residual income is that for you? It's all about duplication. If you can do it and you see how easy it is, it's going to turn around and you're going to show everybody else. Guys, keep it simple. Ask for training tools. Don't sell. Don't push. Don't talk kilowatts. Don't talk anything. Ask for training tools. It works. Trust me on that one. Okay. Wow, I'm running out of time. All right. Let me see here. I'm going to skip to some of these. I have some notes down. They're list. Okay. Brian McClure talked about conferring with a consultant or a prospect regarding and just relating it to how $100 an hour. Okay, so this is how I break it down, all right? If you talk to people, if you talk to parents, talk about their kids, talk about college tuition, talk about things that they can relate to, all right? If you're talking to business people, business-minded people, talk about residual income, talk about passive income, talk about no inventory, no collections, no employees, talk like a business, all right? If you're talking to an employee, an hourly employee, somebody that works, you know, I don't know, all they think is hourly. They can be in plumbing. They can be in a factory. They can be a mechanic, whatever it is that, you know, is about hour. Ask them, if I can show you a way to work part-time where you can make $100 an hour legally, now, will you give me 5 minutes? If I could show you how to make $100 an hour part-time, will you give me 5 minutes? What do you do with the 5 minutes? Push play. Get the phone, push play, hand it to them. Okay? All right. What happens after that? Go back to the basics. Validation. Three-way call. You know, the next step is a business presentation. The 15 minutes, the business presentation, validation call. All right? Best thing I can tell you, validation call. Go straight to it. Okay? ECs still uses validation call all the time. All the time. I don't care who you are, ECs still use it. NCs still use it. Okay? So use the validation call. Okay, guys. Let me see. Real quick, let me see. You got to duplicate. It's got to be duplicatable. It has to be duplicatable. So everything I've told you is duplicatable. It is very basic. It is networking 101. You know how they have, like, Dancing for Dummies? Well, guess what? I've got Networking for Dummies, okay, because I was one of them. Never done network before in my entire life. I was a networking dummy who needed Networking for Dummies. So I came out with this for you guys. Stick to it. It will work. Okay, I'm going to lead you guys with a couple things, all right, and then we'll open up for questions. Joey Carter, love the way he puts this. Some of you guys have made it to RC. Some of you have made it to SC. If you haven't made it to RC, You need to get on it. Okay? You've taken way too long. I don't care if you got in yesterday. You're taking way too long. All right? If you made it to RC, you need to get to FC, and you need to get there quick because you are taking too long. FC, you need to get to EC quick. Okay? Now, there are different types of people who promote in our company. Joey Carter puts it best when he says, some people build, they promote, and they build, which is what we want. We build to SC, we promote to EC, and we build again. There are people who build, right? They build to SC, they promote to SC, and they think they're done right. They think they're done. That's their goal. Or they promote to EC, and they think they have arrived. Guys, you build, you promote, and you build. You have not arrived anywhere. Unless you're totally satisfied with everything you've made, everything you've accomplished, if you're financially free, you have not arrived. Build, promote to build. Okay? Do not build, promote to arrive. Joey Carter was so awesome. Here's the other thing real quick. Be the pin. If you're an RC, stop acting like an MC. All right? Go out. You already have a couple, you know, no's and a couple yes and a couple failures, but you know what? You've got a couple, you know, success. Act like it. Okay? Act like a regional and get to senior. If you're a senior, you're in a leadership role. Act like a senior. Do not act like a regional. Act and live. Be the pin. Be the pin you are in. If you're an EC, guys, be an EC. Build seniors. You're here to build. You're here to promote. You're here to make leaders. I don't care what team they're on. I don't care who's upline, who's downline, who's crossline, you coding in, you're coding out, whatever it is. Be your pin. Help other people. All right, that's why we're called Team Karma. Whatever you put out there, it's going to get back at you. All right, so guys, be that true leader that you really are. Help as many people as you can. And you know what? Be your pin. And if you are an MC and you don't want to be an MC, be an RC, you know, pin. Act like an RC pin. An RC, regional, if you want to be an SC, act like an SC pin. SC, you all should be acting like an EC pin right now because you need to develop 5 SCs to get there. Act like an EC pin. An EC, you're just beginning. You're just beginning. If you hit EC or you're close to hitting EC, you're just beginning because that is true leadership, and that's when you truly need to help every single person in every single line, in every single leadership role, because it's all about helping others. You did not promote to arrive. You're going to build, promote to build again. Last thing I'm going to leave you with, Chris Atkinson says, you go to meetings to learn. So plug in, find the meetings, find the trainings, all right? You go to meetings to learn, but you bring a guest to earn. Okay? Go to meeting to learn. Bring a guest to earn. Don't keep going without bringing a guest. But if you don't have a guest, doesn't mean you don't go. Go. You're going to learn. You're going to plug in. But you know what? If you want to earn, go, learn, bring a guest. Okay? All right, guys. I'm going to wrap there because I'm way over. Go ahead. And if you guys have any questions, now's the time to ask.
So, Lynn, I have a quick question. Can you help some of our new people with the response to what is your rate? What should they respond?
I would tell them, you know what, I don't really care about rates, and I know you don't either. I know that all my customers, all they care about is if you use 1,000 kilowatts, how much you're actually sending in. What's your check? What is your final amount you're sending in, right? Because you don't care what anything else is. If I'm using 1,000 kilowatts, what am I sending into the company? So I know fact I don't care about rates, and I know fact that my customers don't care about rates. So do me a favor, text me your bill, and I'll tell you how much it is, because there's a lot of hidden costs that you have no idea that is even there. It's not about race.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else?
Hey, Leanne, it's Jared.
Hi, Jared.
Hey, I don't really have a specific question right now or on top of my head, but I just wanted to thank you. It was really awesome and took some good notes, and I just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome, and you are rocking. And people who are on the line, Jared, fast track to RC. Patricia was the one before him. She just got the RC. She's already building her RC line, and she's acting like an SC guy. Sometimes she acts like an EC. I've seen her more than anybody else. She's gone to every training everywhere with me lately, Corsicana and GoPro and everything. But Jared fast track to RC, and he's going to fast track to SC as well. So you guys are rocking. I'm so proud of you. Okay. But thank you. Anybody else have any questions or anything?
Thank you, Lee. This is Jenny.
Hi, Jenny. Oh, our EC from Massachusetts. Woo-hoo. Give it up. Guys, we have an EC fast track to RC, SC, and EC from Massachusetts. So welcome to the call, and thank you.
Thank you for listening. I'm still learning a lot. Today, we're still learning, no matter who we are and where we are. We learn every day.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. 5 years in the business, guys, I'm actually going to every training I can because I want to turn around and be able to help you guys. And not only that, I'm going to Boston to go to Brian McClure's training there. So,
yay!
Jenny, I'll be in your neck of woods. And I think I just heard your partner in crime. I think I just heard your other EC, Calvin, on the line as well. So I'm excited to see you guys up there.
Cannot wait to see October, May 10, Jay.
Yes. Very, very excited. Very excited. Brian McClure is going to have an excellent training. So, anybody else on the line has any questions for me?
Hi, Lynn. This is Eileen. How are you?
Hey, sweetie. You know, I was calling you out when I say SC, RC coming up next week. You know, I was calling you out. You're out there, sweetie.
I'm working on it. In fact, I had to turn on my phone while I was talking to somebody about she's going to become our customer. And so she's so excited about her daughter living in California. And she's coming, and she wants you to become a consultant for solar.
Awesome, awesome. Let's do it.
So she was really excited listening in, so I think I'm going to get her to go to Sherlock with me.
Perfect. You guys know Dallas. You guys know there's a meeting Thursday night as well. Tomorrow night in Dallas, I will be there. The Muddles. Yes, there is a meeting there as well tomorrow night in Dallas.
Great.
And Fort Worth. There's one in Fort Worth, Arlington as well, guys. So there's trainings and there's meetings everywhere. You're so welcome, Arlene. Anytime, sweetie.
Hi,
Lynn. Hi, my name is Rachel from New York.
Hi, Rachel. Welcome to the call. New York's in the house. Woo-hoo.
Thank you. I'm new in your company, and I listened to your lecture. And I really love the way you're speaking, and I would love to learn from you and also train from you.
Okay, do this for me. I'm going to, you know, my cell phone number, for anybody who doesn't know, I think everybody on this call knows it, but if you don't know it, it's 972-358.
One second, I'm going to get a pen and the paper. Okay,
okay, sure.
Number? 972-358-7270.
Okay. Yes, do me a favor. Text me your name, your state, that you're new, or if you guys are MC, RC, whatever it is, and do me a favor.
I'm working there two weeks.
Okay.
I met, And Madhu, she's my trainer, and also...
That was my next question. Do me a favor and text me your name, your state, your rank, and who your senior consultant is. That way I know who I'm working with, okay?
No problem. Okay.
Perfect. Well, welcome. Yes, Madhu is awesome. She is incredible. She's one of my... She's like a sister. So, yes, whatever you need. Anybody else? We have a couple minutes left. Hi. Who's this?
This is Wendy. I'm just calling.
Wendy.
Yes, ma'am. I want to find out when you are going to Ohio, Cincinnati.
I am going to Cincinnati in May. I will finalize the plan. As soon as I do, it will be on Facebook Team Karma. I will
okay,
have it on Team Karma.
We are going there on the 6th. We are going there for 4 days. So
you're going there on the 6th. Do me a favor. Yes. Text that to me, and I will connect you with somebody.
Okay, then.
Okay?
All right.
Let me see. I will connect you with somebody there. As a matter of fact, okay, let's see here. Let me see. Okay, Brian McClure will be in Ohio on the 4th, which you're not there yet, okay? But if you have anybody, Chris Atkinson will be there this week. Look, if you have somebody in Cincinnati, Chris